Simson and Taf Mem Hey. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Vim haya chametz kasha, v'ni ha-mechad chum v'heira. If the chametz is very tough, and if you throw it into the water, it does not get chopped up so easily, so then harizim afaro v'achar zarkar layam. Then you need to chop it up before, make it into crumbs, before you throw it into the water. And then throw it into the water. The Mishnah Berurah points out that there are some poskim who are machmir, even on pas that is not tough, and that will get chopped up in the water, that you still need to chop it up into crumbs before you throw it into the water. And therefore, the Achronim agree that one should be machmir and make it into crumbs before throwing it into the water. However, if you throw it into the Beis HaKiseh, which in their time was an outhouse, it wouldn't get flushed down the toilet or anything like that. It was just throwing it into a hole outside. So then that's like it's mavor lagamre. That's like it's disappeared entirely because nobody in their right mind would benefit from such chametz. And you don't need to chop it up beforehand as long as you don't throw it in a place where a pig is, where a pig would go and get it, even if it is an animal of hefker. If you have a pond with fish in it, so then you shouldn't throw the chametz into there to get rid of it, because you're benefiting from the fact that the fish are eating that chametz, and you're not allowed to benefit from it when you are burning it. The Rama continues on minig l'sorfo. The minig is not to throw it into the water or anything like that, but to get rid of the chametz by burning it, because we are choshesh for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that bir chametz requires sreifa, just like nosa requires sreifa, burning. And not only that, but we're even machmir in the opinions who say that Rabbi Yehuda said this even before this mana iser of the sixth hour. Rather, the burning always needs to be, the bir chametz always needs to be done with the burning. The Rama adds a tov l'sofer bayom, domin de nosa shei nisar bayom. When you do the burning, it should be done during the day, just like nosa, which was burned during the day. The Mishnah Berurah says that we should, it's best to do it during the fifth hour, because you need to do bittul afterwards, and if you wait until the sixth, so then it's no longer in your possession to do bittul on it anymore. As well says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have hoshanos left from Sukkos, so you should do the sreifa of the chametz with hoshanos, because we have a rule that once it was used for one mitzvah, you should use it for another mitzvah of tashbisu. The Rama finishes up. Achim rotza lasar from yadachar b'dika kadei shalei yigar enu chol darishas biyado. If you want to do the burning the night of the b'dika, after you've done the b'dika, because you're afraid that an animal is going to come and take some of that chametz, so then you're allowed to do it, and you still fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. Siv beis im sanalein yehudi kodem shashishes. If you give it to a non-Jew before the sixth hour, eino tzarech levar. You don't need to burn it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that still, the best is to be noeg not to get rid of all your chametz by giving it to a non-Jew. Rather, you should do some type of burning before the sixth hour with those crumbs that are left over or something like that. You should do some type of burning with chametz. Leave some chametz over to do burning on in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu in the appropriate fashion and not just give it all away to a non-Jew and just burn some crumbs. That is not what one should do. Vim sarfo kodem shashishis, if you burn it before the sixth hour, hareza mutter lehanus v'pechamen shalo besocha pesach, you're allowed to benefit from the ashes even on Pesach. But the minhag is to make a separate burning of the chametz, no matter when you are doing the burning, so that we don't get mixed up with whatever it is that you're burning. Avalim sarfo mishashishis olamala, if you're burning it from the sixth hour and on, hol v'asar b'ana, since it's prohibited to benefit from it, you can't use that to make a fire to cook with, and that's why we always burn it separately, so you never come to do that.